Michael Brown, former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump in 2016, weighed in on the impeachment inquiry he's facing, saying the president poses a danger to the future of the country.
This occupant of the Oval Office poses a clear and present danger to our future, to our democracy.
Clinton was speaking at an event here in Washington marking the 50th anniversary of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, leading abortion rights advocacy group. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi earlier said on Thursday that a whistleblower's complaint at the center of Congress impeachment inquiry showed that Trump was engaged in a cover-up. The complaint alleges that the president abused the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in next year's election. The complaint says the White House then tried to lock down the information to cover it up, in part by moving it to a different computer system. President Trump has denied doing anything wrong. Japan is welcoming a trade pact with the U.S., but automakers are appealing for help. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and President Donald Trump, both attending the UN General Assembly in New York, signed a trade agreement covering agricultural, industrial, and digital trade. The Japanese auto industry has been a main target of criticism from Trump. Automakers were hoping to see tariffs eliminated, but Japan only managed to keep them at 2.5% and win a US promise of no more for now. Hours after the signing in New York, Toyota Motor Corp President Akio Toyoda said he hoped the Japanese government would help the auto industry to strengthen its competitiveness and grow as a strategic industry in what he described as a severe situation. I'm Karen Chamas.
For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister says his country is willing to buy more U.S. products, saying both